Inventions at the Science Museum.
This is an exhibition that we're hosting at the Science Museum, and it's really looking at everyday things, really from the perspective of design. Who made them? Who had the bright idea? How did they develop? And quite often there's stories where a very simple design, they got the right design and it's carried on, it's continued. Anything from the humble paperclip to, in fact, the post-it note, the thing that you might have on your desk, which actually they were trying to make a really strong glue and they made a weak glue. And then suddenly somebody needed a use for a weak glue to put little, stops in their prayer books, so they actually thought, I can actually glue paper with this weak glue and that'll be a useful way of using this particular material. So again, it's just how invention comes about.
So for example, the post-its illustrate that accidents can sometimes be useful too, that not everything is done on purpose. Are there other inventions here that came about by accident?
Well, actually, you say that, but often they're based on a lot of hard work. So it's turning, I suppose, what you'd call a disadvantage into an advantage, and that's a really good example of that. But again, we've got the story of the light bulb here. Everybody thinks about Thomas Edison, an American, developing the light bulb. But at the same time he was developing it in America, there was somebody in Britain, Joseph Swan, who was also working on ways of making light bulbs. And to recognise that, when they set up business together in Britain, they set up a company together called Ediswan. So it's a rather lovely sort of combination, a collaboration of both people.